Well, we're very excited that the leadership of Diane Rowland, who is one of my outstanding faculty members in agronomy, we believe we just held a first-of-its-kind event anywhere in across the landscape of land-grant universities in our country to put our graduate students together with the leaders of industry to address two problems. First of all, the agriculture industry is facing a wave of retirements, and a huge shortage of college graduates exist who are qualified to fill these existing openings, and we're trying to address that. But, you know, a lot of our students, they don't want to come here and spend the rest of their life in grad school to get a PhD and go into academia as a professor. They're very excited about some of the big ag companies today and how they're involved around the world. And so they talked to us about how do they get jobs outside of academia, which addresses really this huge vacancy that we see is being created by these retirements. So what we did, we created a program called A2I, and it stands for Accelerate to Industry, A2I. And it was a conference we held on campus. Now, it sounds like your traditional career day, but it was anything but. We actually had three intensive days of panel presentations and networking opportunities with the leadership of Syngenta, Farm Credit of Florida, Florida Crystals, Florida Department of Agriculture, Florida Department of Public Health, the LA Urban Farms Program, and the plant protection startup called Feronym. And so it's another way, Randall, where we're providing industry-relevant opportunities to our students in the college. And that startup company, Feronym, actually recruited a grad student at that conference we had as a new intern. And these employers tell us that they want these kinds of one-on-one personal interactions with prospective employees so they can identify people likely to succeed in their companies before they finish their program, before they finish graduate school, so they have a good feeling about them before they actually offer them the opportunity to be hired. And employers can teach new employees what they need to know to do their jobs, but they need employees to show up with the kind of skills that we're trying through this program, A2I, to develop, such as resilience, agility, emotional intelligence, team building, multicultural awareness, rapid and concise communication styles, and persuasive concept delivery, things you really don't learn in the academic classroom when you're learning about the science of agriculture. And a good friend of mine, Matthew Johnston, who is the head of the International Vegetable Seed and Flower Division for Syngenta, was among those who participated. And he raved to me about the format and the quality of the students we provided. And since then, a number of our graduate students have contacted him and others in his company since that conference, and they're being connected with the right people in Syngenta as I speak. So we feel that A2I was so successful, we're going to do it again this coming spring semester during spring break and try to make it an annual event for our students. Because strengthening the relationships between the university and our stakeholders like this will give our students better opportunities and align even our curriculum to the needs of the employers in these companies who we want to hire these students.